First off, let's talk about the rehab process. How are you healing, and are you ready for draft day?
Well, I'm excited about it. I'm healing well. I think I'm way ahead of schedule. You know, I had surgery on my foot. I had some hardware put in there, a few plates and screws after that last game, and definitely healing well. You know, it's kind of a slow process. Ligaments are always kind of frustrating. They just heal kind of slow, but just trying to be patient and just trying to control the things I can control. And what that was is doing good interviews and just kind of trying to tell coaches and GMs, you know, what kind of player I'm going to be for them.
Bear, let's go back to the national championship game, but let's go back 2 or 3 weeks prior. Walk us through that process of making the decision to play in that championship game, because you know, we got word prior to the game that you had some issues, and you took an opportunity to play in that game, but knowing that you know, it could possibly hurt your career on down the road.
Yeah, well, you know, it was just a sprained foot, so it was no big deal. I'm kidding, but no. So what happened was after at the Georgia game, obviously in the first quarter, I just braced my foot and I felt something pop in my foot and I knew it wasn't good. But I didn't really want to tell anybody, and so I just kind of said that my foot had sprained and they kind of taped it up a little tighter. And I finished the game, and then after the game, you know, they kind of took a look at it and went in and got some x-rays and some tests done, and you know, they saw the ligament damage there. And so I unfortunately knew that it was going to require surgery, because it was kind of to the extent where it's called a Lisfranc injury, and sometimes those can heal on their own, but unfortunately this wasn't one of those cases. And so our best strategy was, we just, as probably you guys know, we went to a cast for about a month and just tried to let the swelling go down, because it swelled up to the size of, I mean, it was huge. It looked like a softball in my foot. So I just tried to get some of the swelling out of there and make it comfortable to walk again. And we're able to do that, and took it off a few days before the game, and had a few practices in there where I did a little light work, and then taped it up tight for the game and was ready to go and did it.
Barrett, this is Martin Houston, and congratulations on your career at Alabama and being a three-time national champion. I mean, that's just, I'm 20 years removed, and it's still hard when I hear that I was on the 92 team. Have you had a chance, really? I know you've gone from the season right into surgery combine. Have you had a chance to really think about what you guys did for the University of Alabama? When you came here, it wasn't what it is today, and people don't understand that.
Honestly, I don't think we have. You know, and it's, when you're there, you know, you just can't let it sink in, because that's where complacency comes from. And then after you leave, you know, I've just been so busy getting surgery and then just going straight down here. I'm actually in an hour outside Tampa, Florida, training at IMG for the combine. And you know, you just, if you stop and reflect, and you know, you're not getting any better. And so I think the time for stopping and reflecting will come later on in life. But you know, certainly I do often think about how blessed I was, and just to play on three national championship teams. Obviously, you know, so many people don't get to play on one, and I got to start for three different ones. So certainly I'm very blessed, and I'm just very proud to be a part of a university like Alabama and to be a part of its long history. And I tell you what, honestly, my most proud moment was probably getting named team captain. And you know, I've been very fortunate to win a lot of awards, but I think that award by far was the most special, just because it comes from your teammates, you know, and it really means that you've earned your teammates' respect. And so that was the best way I could have thought to finish it off, was as a team captain in a national championship.
Well, kind of staying in that same vein with the team captain and that being kind of by your team, you guys have got a lot of awards, a lot of accolades. I know we hear it's the process and all of that, but what made you guys just so special? It was fun as a former player and a fan of the University of Alabama to watch this year's team go out and perform.
Well, yeah, it was a special group. It really was. And it was a different team from any team I've ever been on, because while we certainly had really good players, you know, we didn't have the star power name appeal that we've kind of had in years past. I kind of liked that, you know, and that just made it different all year, was that we didn't really have that one clear-cut guy that, you know, the media loved and raised up kind of above the rest of them. So it really created a – it was probably the best, you know, team I've been on. And I don't want – I'm not trying to rank the team. I hope you understand what I'm saying by, like, as far as the team. Like, we needed each part worse than any other team that I've been on just because so many different guys had a role, and they filled that role so well. And I think the leadership on this team was so – was great, and we really had a lot of guys who really understood what their role was and helped other younger guys buy into it. Because I tell you what, it is so much more difficult to get younger guys to buy in when they've never experienced failure. And so we had to really, really work hard to get those guys to buy in, and a lot of them contributed this year. So it was a special year, and just to be the last year for me, that made it just that much more special because, you know, you start going through beginning of the year, you have the last 2 day, and you know, you think in your head, that was my last 2 day, you know, and you just start going through it. Yeah. Every year, every time you have a, you know, that one's not such a sad last, but there are some other laughs that are a little more sad than that one.
that is so good, Barrett. Can relate to those days. But you know, you mentioned something. This was the best team, and I said this all year, that this was the best team, meaning together everyone's achieving more, and you guys did that this year. But you mentioned something about leadership and being in the trenches type of guy, loving the ground and pound. This Alabama team to me was led by the offense, which was led by that offensive unit, and three guys potentially, you included, could be first round draft picks. What does Alabama do to replace the leadership that you guys brought to the team?
Well, I think, first of all, what we do to replace it, we have a lot of really good young guys, and starting with Ryan Kelly, who will be playing center this year most likely. Great young player. I really think the world of him. He can be probably 2 to 3 times better than I ever was at center. So, really good player. And, you know, I am so proud to be a part of that offensive line because I do think it was the best offensive line I've ever played on, and you know, maybe one of the best ever in college football history. And just not only were we really talented, but we just had great chemistry. And you go back and you look at the number of mental errors we made; it was very, very few, even compared to other years. Which, you know, historically we don't make many mental errors at all at Alabama, but even compared to other years, we were just significantly down because of the veteran leadership we have. And I don't think, you know, there's really a better example of that than the Georgia game. You know, we kind of got down, and we told the coaches, you know, put this game on our back. You know, if we're going to lose this game, let's go down swinging with what we feel like is our strength, and that's, you know, run the ball behind their offensive line. And they did that. They put their faith and trust in us, and I think it paid off.
Let's go back. We're 187 days away from Virginia Tech. We're 24 days away from spring practice. It seems like everyone is focused on the offensive line. You've already mentioned Ryan Kelly, but many people believe, I talked to an analyst today that said, you know, if they can get that offensive line to replace those three guys that will be drafted in the first round, then this team is going to go back and try to find a way to three-peat. Do you believe that? And name some guys that will replace you, DJ Fluker, and Chance Wormack.
Oh, well, that's tough, you know, because I don't know exactly who will be doing that. But, you know, obviously you kind of, you know, you never write anybody in, but you kind of think that Cyrus and Steen will be back at their position. And then I really think Ryan will be playing center. But there's just a lot of guys past them. You know, I haven't met him, but from what I hear, Leon Brown, I think that's his name, is a good, really good player and could really push for that right tackle spot. Also, Austin Shepherd has really been playing some good football for us. And Ari Quanjo, coming off an injury, is really starting to get healthy and play good football. And Kellen Williams. So I think you'll see some combination of those guys in there. And I don't know which guys it'll be. But, you know, I would say I lost the faith in the world in the coaching staff, which I still do. But, you know, I don't actually know Coach Cristobal. I was going to say I have all the faith in Coach Stout. But it's funny now seeing I went to the combine and, you know, now I see Coach Stout in there. It's just, it's funny just how he kind of moved on with us. So, you know, we got to see him and hang out with him a lot this week.
Do you believe that this team can three-peat?
I definitely do. You know, I think, and, you know, I don't want to be too arrogant, but with the way it is now and the way we have our program rolling, you know, it's not going to be a question of players ever as long as Coach Saban is there. It's going to be a question of Can we get the team to reach their potential? And, you know, I hate to make it sound unfair, but, you know, if we reach our potential, we'll win the national championship every year right now. That's just that's a fact. And I'm not being arrogant or, you know, it's just the way that Coach Saban has his program rolling, that's the case. But certainly to reach your potential is something that's way harder than just one sentence. It takes so much hard work starting a few weeks ago and, you know, not finishing up until the beginning of January. So it's a very hard process. And, you know, just to be honest, it's harder to get motivated when you're coming off success. So I think it'll come down to the leadership and can the leadership motivate these guys? Because now, you know, there's going to be a whole other class of guys. This will be kind of a third class in a row that hasn't experienced failure. So it'll be interesting to see how the leadership responds to that challenge. And but, yeah, I mean, like I said, we certainly have the talent to take there.
Well, Barry, I want to go back to the offensive line for okay. just a minute, if you don't mind. When you look at the offensive line, there's no doubt that you guys were, I mean, the best that I've ever seen. But it wasn't just your talent. You guys were probably one of the most talented teams I saw. But I tell people, when you watch football, all other positions kind of can be a superstar on their own. The offensive line is truly a unit, and you guys have to work in that cohesive unit. To me, that's going to be the difference. And will Steen or Quanjo step up and take that, or do you think Kelly is ready to assume that kind of quarterback role for the offensive line?
I mean, guys, I don't know. I hope they are. You know, I've trained them as best I can. I've worked long hours with them, and I definitely think they're ready. You know, but will it take a few years of experience to get there? You know, I we'll see. And you know, you really just never know what you have. I think this year we knew we had a chance, but to be a great offensive line, but really it took us time. It really did. You know, we had some shaky starts and some games early, some opponents that were maybe a little weaker, and so it just takes time. It takes time to gel, and it takes time to be on the same page, because like you said, you know, if you could have the best left guard in the world and the best left tackle in the world, but if they go opposite directions, neither of them's going to look very good. So, you know, you just got to get that chemistry down. It's so important, especially with the complexity of the offense we run and the amount of calls that we have to make. It's something that you definitely have to dedicate a lot of film work to. And so I definitely know that we have the potential to be really good again. But, you know, it's just like I said, you never really know what's going to happen until it happens.
We're talking with Barrett Jones, three-time national champion at the University of Alabama. That's hard to say. Three out of the last four, the pinnacle of college football. 2,000 years ago, we had one of the greatest leaders that ever walked the face of the earth. Barrett, you were not only Christ-like in your attitude every time you faced the media, you said the right things, but does that leadership that you showed throughout your career here at the University of Alabama, does that go back to your relationship with Christ, and did you sort of learn that leadership role from one of the greatest leaders ever?
I certainly did, and you know, I think when you think about Jesus Christ and his leadership style, to me, in my mind, comes servant leadership. And that's the way I try to lead, is because guys don't respect leaders who aren't willing to serve them. And so, you know, my goal was, I really felt like I wanted to serve younger guys, and, you know, obviously not always literally. I'm not actually going to go get their food for them and bring it to them, but, you know, just serve them and teaching them and serve them and treating them the right way and make them feel welcome. And so that's kind of the way I my style was, and that's certainly something that I adapted from Jesus, who I believe to be the greatest leader of all time. Yeah, I think I've made it no secret. My faith is something that's the most important thing to me in my life. And, you know, that kind of is not just another thing I do. That's my worldview. That's something that I see everything else in life through that lens of my relationship with Christ. And so certainly that affects every area of my life and certainly my leadership style.
Bama Crew is a big website. It's the Campus Crusaders right here. It's Bama Crew, and I know Barrett's a big part of that. You can get more information, BamaCrew.com. They meet every Tuesday night. I believe it's a Calvary Baptist, 8 o'clock, and I know Barrett was a big part of that. Barrett, I want to go back to a question that someone proposed. This will be the final question. We could talk all night, and I think that you'd probably be willing to do that, but I only asked for about 15 minutes. Barrett, on the floor of Miami Gardens, right there at the Sun Life Stadium, a lady proposed a question to you. It was the final question that you were asked, and it was talking about paying players. Do you remember that question? Because you had a very unique answer when she threw it to you, and you said, should student athletes be paid? And I know that was probably caught up in the moment, but can you help us understand, do you feel like that student athletes should receive a stipend? Should they receive compensation for playing the college game?
Well, now you're putting me on the spot, Ryan, because, I mean, I'm doing, you know, I want to say the thing that I said when you heard me say it. So,
well, you said no. But, you said no. You said no, and you went into an answer, and I thought it – I wish I would have had the recorder out because it was a perfect answer, you know, coming from somebody like yourself.
Well, I definitely – I mean, certainly my answer is not going to change. But my answer is that – no, I don't think they should be paid. Now, maybe they should be given a little more money to live on, yes, but, you know, it's a ridiculous notion to think that we could actually pay players. You know, it's funny, actually, because there's so few teams that make enough money to pay players. It wouldn't work if you look at the financials of it. But anyways, further than just that, I mean, I think people just forget that we get a free education. Like, people act like we get nothing in exchange for playing football, and we don't. We get a free education. We get, you know, to have these memories, and we get a chance to go in the NFL. So I definitely don't think that, you know, we should pay us. Now, is it a perfect system? You know, maybe not. But certainly I don't think that we should start paying players, and we should the fact that some people want to start revenue sharing, that's kind of crazy. And I think, you forget why we're here sometimes, and the reason we're here is it's not money for us, and, you know, that's what it's turned into. I could go on for hours about this question, but the bottom line is, you know, we're very fortunate to play the game we do, and we're very fortunate to have the kind of coaching we do and have the kind of opportunities we do in life just for playing a game. And so I feel very blessed to have been able to experience that at the University of Alabama, and wouldn't have it any other way.
Barrett, Martin, I certainly appreciate you spending some time with us here in T-Town.
No problem, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.